When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want this
money! They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the sides with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a mold, no proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never traded him. You know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Free kicks are fun.
What?
Free kicks, they're fun. I've never seen a free, like, you know, you see last night, there was a free kick in Chargers to Broncos. Tim Harbaugh was fired up.
1948 was the last time they did that?
It was, you know, crazy.
You know how it works, right?
Yeah, well, the it was so apparent.
You say it's right before the half. And you, I think it's a, is it a, it's a punt. And you punt the ball. And you ask for a free kick. That means wherever you catch it, your kicker can come on the field and almost do like a kickoff.
Right.
Right.
But he can kick it through.
Yeah.
It was fun. Hit it.
It's still a rule.
Still
Put
a rule.
Put it this way. It's still a rule like the old drop kick.
Oh, man. The drop
kick. You remember when...
Has anybody done that since Flutie? Yeah.
No, Flutie. Remember when Flutie did it? But it's still there.
It's fun. It was a fun time. Important game, but now the Dolphins face elimination officially. This is their playoff scenarios, Leroy. Mm-hmm. Let's get to Doral headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose one with 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory. Like the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. So, Dolphins, they watched that yesterday. That means they are going to be eliminated if they lose again. Don't lose. Can't lose. Now it's officially a must win. Because if you do, the season's over. Any of the games left.
Yep.
But they can still get in. No, they're going to need some help. This is from the Miami Herald, Leroy. Two Denver losses and a Colts loss. Chargers, two losses from them and a Colts loss. Two Denver losses, two Chargers losses. Three Baltimore losses and a Colts loss. Three Baltimore losses and two Denver losses. Or three Baltimore losses and two Chargers losses.
Here's all you need to know. Denver or the Chargers need to lose two games. Indy needs to lose one. Don't even worry about Baltimore. They ain't losing three games.
They got Pittsburgh, Houston, and they finish with Cleveland.
They ain't losing three games. Now, the Cleveland game, Cleveland is, they play well against Pittsburgh and Baltimore. I can't explain it, but they do.
Well, everybody would look at that as the easiest one, so maybe there is a a Ravens collapse on the horizon.
No.
All right.
They don't, like, I mean, I'm just going by history.
Here's who the Chargers got. New England and Vegas.
Right.
Oof. Denver, Cincinnati on the road, and then they host Kansas City. I guess it's going to depend what Kansas City has to play for.
But even if, like, the thing about Kansas City is the way they play,
mm-hmm.
even if Patrick Mahomes doesn't play, they still could win because, like, look at the games. Look how they've been winning football games.
True.
Patrick Mahomes ain't thrown for a million yards.
True.
Like, from that standpoint, it's crazy to say this. I would not dismiss Kansas City without Patrick Mahomes, just based on how they played this year.
And then the unfortunate thing for the Colts, they need Colts to get one more loss. The Colts got Tennessee. Now, Tennessee's not playing Will Levis anymore. And then they had their, you hear their coach, his tirade this week?
No.
Oh, we'll get that for you. This guy, I mean, he went on a tirade against people calling his team soft.
Oh, you know what? I did hear that. I sometimes think there's certain terms associated with not winning
mm-hmm.
that are unfair. And I think that's one of them, right? That if you're not winning, you're soft. Like, and that's kind of how they that, or the other thing they'll say is if a team goes on a run or a losing streak where they lose a couple of games, right? Then they'll say the team has given up on their coach and the coach doesn't have the locker room. Like stuff like that. I'm really not, I'm not going to say it. You know, there's a distinct possibility. And here's what fans don't get. Your team might not be good enough. Like, there's still that possibility. Let's not just assume that every time your team goes out and play, you should win.
Then the Colts also play at the Giants.
Now, I will say this. This is not, and they made a very valid point. You know how you can tell if a team has given up?
Mm.
Go look at how many guys practice or how many guys miss practice.
Okay. How many guys? Did you see that?
Get an injury report.
You really want me to do that?
Yeah. Just okay. Get it. Look at the injury report and see how many guys practice. And that'll let you know.
Got to look at the Dolphins injury report too, though.
Yeah, but we know these guys are like, they start the season with a huge injury report.
Not too bad.
If this is the litmus test, then they've got to hold it to everybody. Everybody has to be held to that standard.
Have you seen the Giants play?
Yeah. Unfortunately.
It's not too bad. It's like four guys didn't practice. I don't know who's on IR and whatnot, but on their injury report, guys who actually didn't practice is only like four guys.
But that's usually whenever you see one of these teams and you have questions on whether they've given up on their team. Now, one of the issues that you could have with the Dolphins, right? And if you want to throw that theory out there, is that sometimes the work you put in during the week and the effort you put in during the week reflects the effort you put in during the game.
Sure.
And when you have half of your team taking veterans days and not practicing, when it's time to crank it up, right? You know, so like perfect example is Man Campbell say, hey, we need to be tougher. We're going to have Oklahoma drills. They was tough as hell them first couple of weeks, wasn't they, when they were here?
Yeah.
Look at Detroit. Like, they have hard camps. Like, you got to get your body ready for that. So there's some truth to be said about that.
Anything more depressing than having to rely on Tommy DeVito to save your season?
I don't.
What about save?
I look at it this way. You had your chances. You had your opportunities.
100%. Yeah.
And if it gets, and now that it's getting to this, but I would like, even if they don't make the playoffs, I would like to see them go on a run where you can just have some type of hope or promise that, hey, they can do this. I would like them to, you know, play more physical. And I'm not going to say Calais and Sealer don't play physical. I'm not saying that. Okay.
We know what you're talking about. You're talking about the offense.
They like, dude, when it gets 40, 35, 40 degrees with snow, right? All you can do is line up and go forward. And this team, I have questions whether they can do that.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. Anyway, that's your Dolphins playoff scenario. It was probably a waste of time, but I wanted to give it to you guys. Thanks to Barry Jackson for spelling that all out in the Miami Herald. He did say if everybody finishes 9-8, the Dolphins could finish as high as the 6th seed. They have tiebreakers over Baltimore, Chargers, and Denver, and Cincinnati. But they don't, of course, be the Colts because they lost to them.
Right. Which here's the deal with the Colts. They could lose the rest of their games if their quarterback acts the way he's been acting. Or they could throw 5 passes and they can win the last 3 games because the quarterback run for 120.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? Like, you just don't know. With the Chargers, I don't know how long he's going to play quarterback because it almost seems like everybody in the state of Indiana is terrified when this dude throws a pass.
Agreed. Miami Heat's back in action tonight against the OKC Thunder at 8:00. Preheat begins at 6:45. Thunder beat the Magic last night, 105-99. Man, the Magic. I feel terrible for them. They lost Jalen Suggs last night.
They're
three best players. I mean, they try feisty though. They got to like within 4, even with him out. But SGA and them boys, 35 points.
Every time I hear Suggs, I don't think of a tall, lanky, athletic basketball player. I think of Terrell.
T-Sizzle. So they're back in action tonight. The Thunder have had a busy week, obviously going to Vegas, to Orlando, and out of Miami. SGA said, hey, we know Miami's not feeling sorry for us. And he's right. We're not. So we got that game.
According to you, they're top 5 in the league.
Who?
The Heat.
Well, no, what I told you yesterday is that they are amongst the top 10 in offense and defense. The other teams that are all the top 4 teams in the league.
Right now, in the playoff scenario were to present itself, where would the Heat be?
Let me check just 6. Because the Heat have a weird thing where they're 6 right now, Dande. But remember, the Heat have played like a weird thing where they don't have as many games played as a lot of teams. It's a weird thing.
They've had like they've gone, which is the other thing you need to pay attention to. Is they've had all this time off in between games. What happens when they get a run? What happens to Jimmy when they start having to play these games like everybody else did?
Well, we're about to find out because they got 3-4. So we'll find out.
I'm saying? So does it all catch up? And then you get a true idea of where your team is when you have to play 3-4 and you do that a couple of times because you have to sit some of your guys like everybody else has been.
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, like, look, you're not going to get any. I mean, you got a back-to-back coming up because you got Orlando tomorrow. But, yeah, Miami's 6th. But, I mean, they're tied in losses with 3 because, you know, New York's played, what do they play, 4 more games than them.
Right.
But, yeah, they are top 10 in offense and defense. The other teams that are Cleveland, Boston, OKC, and Memphis.
Right. No, I get that. All like you need something to determine how good or bad your team is, right? Or where it's trending. And a lot of people use these numbers to, oh, look, we're doing a lot of things well. I'm not even disputing that. But at the end of the day, your team is still around 500, and all that other stuff sounds good, mm-hmm. but the record is the record.
The record is the record, but I think, like, I mean, if you wanted to be, like, detective on it and figure it out, like, if Miami doesn't blow the Kings and both Pistons games, your record looks a lot different, you know? Like, so it's probably not that crazy, but when you talk about, like, they lost these, like, literal coin flip games. Right. I'm sure there are games they've won, too, like the Minnesota game I could point to. But those are ones that, like, just stand out. Like, those are losses that, like, were... Yeah.
Both the Detroit games.
But the woulda, coulda, shoulda's... That's woulda, coulda, shoulda. The Kansas City Chiefs wouldn't be in the playoffs right now if it woulda, coulda, shoulda gone a flip coin.
No,
flip.
I understand that, but I'm trying. Well, like, we're trying to understand, like, how are the Heat amongst in statistics amongst the best in the league when you talk about those types of ratings? And if you look at, like, well, if you look at their clutch losses, like, that kind of could explain it. We're just trying to figure it out.
You have to feel good over the long run. The numbers will play out, and the Heat will be a successful team because the numbers, you know, behind the record show that they're a good team.
I think that's what Tobin is trying to say, is that these numbers are indicators of how good your team is. And an 82 game period, it'll all play out and they'll be amongst those teams. And I'm like, they're 500. They're just little. And to me, that plays out more than those numbers, because you have teams that don't have those numbers that are winning basketball games. And so at what point do you just look at the wins and not worry about all these analytics, because there's other teams that aren't analytically performing as well as the Heat, but are five games up on them.
Yeah.
Nobody's five games up on them.
I don't know. I'm just okay. There's no teams five games or six games over 500.
The Knicks, like, are, like, for example, the Knicks are 17-10, but they're only a game and a half up on the Heat,
right?
Because the Heat haven't played as many games, or two and a half up. Like, nobody's that many. Like, the teams that are above them are Boston and Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm kind of torn, because the analytics say the Heat are really good, but if you look at the history, it's basically the same team the past 3 years, and the two previous years they were 500.
The thing that's interesting
about the offense,
the defense is not a surprise. Their defense is always going to be good. Eric Spoelstra's teams are always defensively good.
Yes, but these teams come in here and start shooting the lights out, shooting threes, and it's almost like you can't keep up. And that's when they go south, that's how it's happened. When they lost, teams that can't shoot a lick all of a sudden play Miami, and they're Steph Curry.
I know Malik Beasley couldn't hit a lick yesterday. Hate him.
What about the other night when three in a row?
Hardaway, yeah.
Hardaway,
yeah.
Like he wasn't hitting the rim all night.
But do you understand? Like, that's why I could look at those games and be like, oh, come on, that's a fluke thing. Like, what is that?
Yeah,
but you know, win the game. I understand, but, like, you're like, and, like, Eric Spoelstra forgot a timeout, lost a game.
No, I know that's, but see that and. I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying, at some point, when are we going to look at the record and say the record is the record and live with it? Because for the last 3 years, they've been right around 500. And so while you're looking at where they are right now, I'm looking at, oh, this is shaping up to be the same as the last two seasons, being in the play-in. Right around 500. So
I get you.
You're saying the numbers tell a different story, but I'm looking at the same thing I've seen the last 2 years.
And tonight we got the CFP getting going.
Oh,
Notre Dame,
yeah.
Indiana. I wish Notre Dame no success. And especially I read this Al Golden article yesterday, I was like, oh, I completely forgot that he was their defensive coordinator.
We gotta get her. Like, see, you're gonna petty pig.
Yep.
And I think we're going to be on the same page for a couple of these, because I too will be picking up the penny.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Saw that a lot of the Panthers staffers got their rings last night, so congrats to all the Panthers staff.
Cool.
Who got a little bling last night. That was a cool thing. Panthers, of course, a couple big-time wins over the Oilers and Wild. And Cats just keep rolling, man. Like, it's been impressive to see, you know, they've had games where they're doing it without Barkov. They've had games where they're doing it without Tkachuk. I think Tkachuk's like, this regular season that he's had, and especially the tear he's been on probably like the last 4 weeks, Leroy, he's been incredible. He's been incredible.
I mean, that's the sign of a good team, right? That you can be out one or two players and those rotations still can score and pick up the slack.
Yeah. It's been awesome. So
hockey's weird though. Hockey is not a sport that you can only rely on your top players because they're only playing, 20 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But the Panthers, they got that depth and man, they got the young kid, Samuskevich, who's coming up, 22 years old, sniper. So like they got some young bucks there too. We know Lundell is always, like the growth we see in him. Great hair, by the way. Oh my goodness. What a mane on that kid. 7 o'clock is your puck drop tonight from Amerant Bank Arena. And you can listen to that game on AM 790 Heat. They will be taking on the Thunder tonight. Did you see that? You see Wemby throw that lob to himself yesterday?
No.
It's like a baby playing on a play school rim. It's ridiculous. Right.
Like, they don't even, like, I saw Giannis tippy-toed and dunked the other night on a putback. I'm like, yeah, okay, this is, and Wemby's taller than he is. 42.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Last night, did you see what happened to the Warriors?
Nope.
Lost by 51.
And didn't, like, Draymond and Curry didn't get a field goal attempt?
Draymond Green last night.
Triple donut?
Dude, this is his line. 0 points, 0 for 4 from the field, 0 for 1 from three-point range. No rebounds, no assists, one steal, 0 blocks. Oh, 4 turnovers, 4 fouls. He was a minus 42 in 19 minutes.
In 19 minutes?
Steph Curry,
not much better.
2 points, 0 for 7 from the field, 0 for 6 from 3. 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block.
So basically,
2 turnovers. He was a minus 41 in 24 minutes.
Steve Kerr just said, you know what? I've seen enough of this. Go sit down.
Pretty much.
And that was it, right? Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, like I think the high score for even the Grizzlies' high score was 21 points. Like they didn't have anybody light it up. They're like, well, this one's over.
What was the final score?
144-93.
Huh. 144.
Yep.
I can honestly say I don't care how bad the Stars were playing on the Heat, they ain't losing by 50. They ain't losing by 50.
Crazy. Lakers won.
If the Heat ain't scoring, if the Heat only score 80, you ain't going to get much over 100, and that would be considered a blowout.
Have you ever been to a game? I'm sure, Tobin, you have, because you went to a lot of Heat games, where your team gets beat by like 40 or 50 points.
I was at the the record breaker for the Bucks, where the Bucks blew out the Heat and hit it. I didn't even realize at the time they were breaking a record because it was so depressing. But I was at that game. I don't remember what the final score ended up being, but it was
They broke the record for
when they broke the record. Yeah, they were like, "Oh, that's a record." I'm like, "Great."
I mean,
so I was at that game.
I never leave any game early, but I've been to games where you're losing by 40 the whole game, and man, it's hard to stay midway through the fourth quarter. You're like, "I'm out of here, man."
Oh yeah, it's brutal.
Well, here's what sucks for me, because I basically experienced that earlier this year when I went to the Michigan-Texas game. Except when you drove, when you got to ride back with somebody from Texas who don't want to leave.
That's yeah. Metcalf was giving you the business.
No, man. It was just so. And the thing is that when you watch a game sometimes, and you can do this in any sport, in basketball, it never fails. Your team's not shooting, the other team is lighting it up. And it's just the opposite. It's not neither team is shooting well. Well, when I watch the Michigan-Texas game, it's like they look so fast. And Michigan didn't. And I'm like, what has happened?
It's depressing.
It's depressing. I'm just sitting there. It's cold. It's rainy. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, like that is a really, really bad feeling. I was at the I remember I was also at the Bucks sweep. I went to those games. Oh man, those were depressing. Like, you know, just like your team is getting lit up by Bryn Forbes.
I think the hardest thing in games like that is you can tell early, but you're not going to admit it. That team's better than us.
But on the flip side, going to the 60-point win over the Blazers, that was fun.
Yeah. And it, you know what? It never matters how bad the other team is.
Nah. Right? Nope.
It never matters.
Thomas Bryant was having so much fun in the fourth quarter.
Well, yeah, that's you know, that's a blowout to everybody. Like, I remember we was playing college and we played a team and the running backs, we'd be, you know, huddled up and the running backs were like, "Hey, y'all need to score more points." I go, "Why?" "So we could get some shine. Like, if you keep it close, we ain't going to never play."
Yeah, it's always that dangerous dance. Like, yeah, do I have to? Like, what's the line of in this NBA? What's the line of when I have to bring in my guys or when I'm done? Like, I feel like in today's day and age, it needs to be like 25 points.
Hey, but check this out. Yeah, somebody pulled that trigger a little bit earlier a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Not going to mention the names, Mike McDaniel. he pulled that trigger a little bit early.
Oh, Skyler.
Skyler went in there and ran three plays. Whoop. And two had his helmet back.
Speaking of Skyler Thompson, looks like there could be a bench in a coming for the Miami Dolphins. We'll tell you about that coming up next.
Yes. I think Tennessee is going to beat Ohio State. I just think they're going to put too much pressure on that quarterback. And when you put pressure on Howard, you can beat him. So that's what I'm looking at. And on the other side, whatever his name is, Nico Lemelever, I can't think of his last name, Nico, he's a better quarterback than Ohio State's quarterback. So, yeah, I can't believe it's a 7-point spread.
7.5.
7.5. Shocked. I thought that was going to be one of the closer games. I don't know what to make of SMU. They're going from, I put it in horse racing, they're going from a claimer to a grade one. Right? So they might be a touch out of their class, even though they play good football. Don't know. We don't know. Indiana's only been tested against Ohio State. So SMU is only, you know, SMU, like, one of the reasons why they have questions about the ACC is because Clemson has a name SMU has won a bunch of games against nobody. So those are the things that, you know, the two teams that I do question. Other than that, I believe everybody has a chance to lose, because other than Oregon, everybody has lost and looked bad. And you're dealing with young men. So the chances of that happening are quite possible, especially in college.
I need the Hoosiers tonight to light up Al Golden. Like, I was reading this piece last night because I'm a pet. I just like to punish myself. But I was like perusing last night Reddit, and I see this article on the Canes thread, and it's like, redemption for Al Golden. And I'm just like, because he's gone from, because I don't know, in 10 years, he finally has a job. He's not screwing up. And it's like, you know, like I'm not here to look about, you know, to talk about like this guy had some short end of the deal with the Canes because somebody flew a banner over the stadium to say fire Al Golden.
Here's a slight suggestion: if it's redemption, shouldn't we have known he even had that job? When did you find out Al Golden was the coach for?
I think I knew last year that he had the job, but I didn't remember. But I didn't remember. Like, I didn't remember until I saw this. I was like, oh yeah, Al Golden.
The redemption is when you're in the forefront and everybody knows you, where you are, and you're almost in your face doing that job. Exceptional.
Redemption is Lane Kiffin. Yeah, redemption is Lane Kiffin at FAU. That's redemption. When Lane Kiffin took over FAU and made him relevant and in bowl games, you're like, wow, look at Lane Kiffin.
Right.
The Lane train.
Exactly.
That's redemption. But I'm like I'm looking at this and the article's Al Golden's long road to redemption at Notre Dame. And I'm like, I am throwing up in my mouth.
First of all, that don't come. You know why? He didn't go to coaching rehab. All the coaches that have redemption stories have gone to coaching rehab in Alabama.
This is what the story was. This is what the story was. His coaching rehab was the NFL. Because he was do you remember that Al Golden wasn't
he a tight ends coach somewhere?
Yeah. He was back. That was like back in the day.
Okay.
He was with the Lions, and they were talking about he was being a boob on his couch, and Jim Caldwell called him up. He was like, come on, just come on and coach the, you know, come on and give a little looky loo. And so he's with the Lions for a little bit, and then, you know, Jim Caldwell goes to Matt Patricia, who, I mean, like, Matt Patricia can't spot a bum. A bum can't spot a bum, so he kept him around. And then he ends up going to Cincinnati, and they go to the Super Bowl. And Al Golden is all on these staffs. And then so finally he ends up at Notre Dame. And I'm just like, all right, you know what? Good for him. He got a lifeline. But, like, can we take it easy with the road to redemption? This dumbass was sitting in the South Florida heat with a tie and a white shirt. Like, are you, like, selling vacuums in the hottest sun you could possibly have? I'm not here to talk about his road to redemption. I need the Hoosiers to drop a 50 burger on them. Can they bring up this offense that has been really good this year? Can they do this, Leroy? Can they win the Battle of Indiana? And can they drop just as many points as possible on Al Golden's face today?
Here's the problem. Is Notre Dame, we can say what we want about the ACC and Clemson and SMU, and you have questions about Indiana. But isn't Notre Dame in that same boat?
Like, I always have questions about that.
When you say we beat a ranked Army, right? Who have they beat? Look at their schedule. So there's probably four teams that you could say this about, and Notre Dame would probably be one of them too. I'm not saying, and let's be clear, I'm not saying any of these teams are bad, but I'm saying the same things that make you 7-point favorites could make you 7-point underdogs when you all have the same circumstances.
How come we don't?
Indiana and Notre Dame. Who has, how many ranked teams Notre Dame beat?
Texas A&M to open the week was a preseason rank.
Right.
Navy and Army both were ranked.
Navy and Army.
And Louisville.
Okay. There.
But so, you want to know who they lost to?
Yeah, go ahead.
Northern Illinois at home.
Right. There you go. So while you're telling, while you're saying this to me about Indiana, about Clemson, about SMU, right? Notre Dame's in that same boat. At least they lost the conference teams.
So, I mean, I'm supposed to feel good for this guy because he realized, like, oh, I shouldn't put my linebackers back where the safeties are. Like, finally, oh, hey, learn some football. Congratulations, Al Golden. Never missed a minute to, first of all, quoted himself, put his own quotes on the wall in the building. Crazy person.
So
never missed a moment not to bitch about the cloud. Oh, I have so many things hanging over me. Yeah, all right. Also, right, coach. Also, right your now, also your bad coaching was hanging it over you.
As of right now, the only team that anybody can really have any confidence in to this point is Oregon.
The Ducks.
Everybody else has some crazy losses. Texas. Had a stretch. They just looked bad to the point where they were thinking about switching quarterbacks. Ohio State.
And they still like feel like everybody wants Arch Manning to go in there. It's kind of a weird thing that's hanging over. It's crazy
because Quinn Ewers has had an incredible career. But because Arch is behind him. And like there's no rush. Like, take your time, buddy. There's no need to make that move. But look around. Wait. I got one better for you. We're talking about the playoffs. What do you make of Georgia?
I don't know.
I told you he's going to need Tommy John surgery. That's what, watch.
You smell it?
Yeah, because that motion. But like, just think about it. Okay. We don't have questions about, like, you can say what the quarterback was and how highly acclaimed coming out of high school he was. But he ain't playing college yet.
You want to hear a Hallmark card of crap?
Of course. Who does it involve?
ESPN writes, Al Golden had to leave college ball to find himself. He went to the NFL because he needed to try something different. And it rejuvenated him to the point where he wanted to give the old college try again. Yeah. No, actually, he had to go to the NFL because who the hell's hiring him in college? I mean, the guy was sitting there weeping on the field with Clemson beating him 58-0.
Right.
He had to go to the NFL. Like that was his choice. He goes, I could stay in college or I could go somewhere. It's like, no, dude, you got a lifeline from your friend. Great, good for you. Glad you have a great friend in Jim Caldwell. That's awesome. But like this idea that I just have to try something different. Like, shut up. Dade South says, let it go, Tobin. You know me, dude. Why would you even ask that?
So we got, I mean, do we know what to make of Boise State? Can Boise State be thrown in the same grouping as Indiana, Notre Dame?
Oh, I know what I'm going to be doing with Boise State. I'm going to be flirting. I'm going to be like, let's see if this Ashton Gentry wants to be in some aqua and orange.
But so
see how that looks.
Right. But you know what I mean? Like the only teams that really you don't have any questions about are Oregon. And that don't mean they can't lose. But we got who's got the byes? Oregon, Georgia,
Boise State, Arizona State.
And Arizona State. Does anybody know anything about Arizona State?
I know they're not coached by Herm Edwards anymore.
Right. Like, so while we sit here putting all these point spreads, I would not be shocked. The only thing that would shock me is if Oregon lost next week. Other than that, everybody else has questions.
So if Oregon faces Ohio State or Tennessee, you would be stunned by them losing to either team?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, then I would be. Other than that, Like, really? Like, would anybody, even though, and I said this earlier in the week, I think Tennessee's going to beat Ohio State. But here's the kicker. Would you be shocked if Ohio State? No, not at all. They're good enough to win. They're just not consistent enough. Now, as a Michigan person, I want to see the chaos of what happens with Ryan Day if they lose.
Oh, he's got to go.
They've already said they're bringing him back.
Why would you fire him?
Right. Why would you fire him?
Can't be Michigan. Got bounced in the first round. What do you mean?
Wait. And that's reason to fire?
Dude, people have been fired for less.
Not really.
4 straight years of not beating Michigan, and then you get bounced in the first round. You don't think there's going to be some dude in Columbus who's ready to bounce that guy, Dan Day?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying be careful what you wish for. You just might get it. You're going to get a better coach. Remember when Nebraska fired somebody? This is right after Tom Osborne, and they're like, "We can't live to this standard. We need more than 9-10 wins a season." And then look where they're at now.
They're still looking for that standard.
Yeah,
just wish they had 9-10 wins.
They're still looking for it.
Yep, they play in the Cheetos Bowl every year.
I saw that
if they make it,
there are 2 backup quarterbacks at Ohio State are on the wish list of Miami to transfer portal. There are 2 backups, and you're saying Ryan.
Wait, remember, people don't realize Joe Burrow won the starting job.
Couldn't at see Ohio the field State
and broke his thumb.
Oh, couldn't see the field in Ohio State. I thought.
No, he broke his thumb. He won the starting job. Broke his thumb. Guess who replaced him? The damn Heisman Trophy winner. So that's why he transferred. So, like, things happen. But, like, I don't know, man. If you got a room full of Heisman Trophy winners and a room full of quarterbacks, that coach is responsible for that. You can't – when schools start acting like anybody will come here, it don't matter who we have as a coach, you really underestimate that recruiting thing.
They're going to go poach Belichick from UNC.
No. So, like, I can't wait to just see how it plays out, because in most cases, you wait 2 or 3 weeks for that, you know, till January 1st for that championship, you know, the semifinals. Whereas now, you know, now you got to win a couple extra games to win the national championship. That means that you got to play exceptional football for 3 more games. That's not as easy as people make it sound.
Yeah, you forget.
Especially in college.
In this high of a level.
Especially when Notre Dame lost to who?
Northern Illinois.
Ohio State lost to Michigan. Georgia lost their starting quarterback. Texas had a stretch. They looked bad. Like, the only teams that have really – look, the only team that I can think of that only lost to a ranked team was what, Boise?
Yeah,
they lost
to
Oregon.
It's gonna be a fascinating thing to see how we think of these champions now, that because we've all wanted the playoff. Who doesn't love a playoff, right?
Right.
But it's gonna be interesting to think of, like, will you think of any of these teams as the greatness of the other teams, like that we think of the all time teams, right? Or is this gonna be thought of differently? Like, it is gonna be interesting because you're going through now theoretically better teams, even though there's some kind of, you know, loopholes in with who gets in, did people actually have the better season.
You got to do that to include everybody, right?
Understood.
And you're going, and here's what happened. You ready? I'm gonna tell you exactly what happened. I told you this last year. The argument that happened last year between 5 and 4 is gonna go between 12 and 13, and the same thing happened. But here's the problem: how many 12 seeds do you actually think going to go through all those other teams?
Can't feel great about it.
Right. So stop. At least when it was between 4 or 5, whoever got in, you could say they got a chance.
But that's kind of the thing with, like, the Canes. You know, it's disappointing, because even if they would have snuck in, you know, at least you have a Heisman finalist who's going to get the ball in his hands every play.
Right.
You know. It is what it is. I'm not going to worry about the heartbreak anymore.
And I'm like, I root for the Canes. I had season tickets to the Canes. I would say I'm more of a Michigan fan. But I'll say this.
You are?
I would say this. As long as Alabama didn't get in over Miami, I'm good.
Agreed. I hate Alabama. Right?
But it's not that. Like, all the nonsense of trying to get Alabama in, they didn't deserve to be there.
Agreed.
Shouldn't even been in the conversation.
We'll take a break. Hour two coming on up. Tyreek Hill addresses his tweet.
He addressed you. He addressed you.